it up all right, huh? Nothing new as far as I can see from this club. I kind of reserve it with Ruby and Johnson, so I'll have to get the afternoon report from him. Do you have anything new?
No, I talked to the chief, and he had a report from Hanoi that they're coming back to the
The major problem that I see, did you get my message that I thought the two other crews
didn't get a shot?
They had a late time, you know. But if you call man through the mountain, God, all of them are very clear.
Right. But I'll call Scott in the morning.
Call him in the morning, right.
But he won't go to those
accounts. He would not. Master will.
Yes.
You can call him. And you would include both leaders, Aaron and Ford and Albert, of course. Abear and Senate, because they are friends.
Absolutely. And Florida.
Goldwater, because he's got to stand up, and that's about it.
And Reagan. Reagan called me this morning.
Yeah.
And said that he was, of course, 100% behind you, but he thought you should give an explanation on television of what we were doing.
I know. Well, you see, that's the point that several people have raised, that you know the reason we can't. They want me to go on to explain why we're bombing.
That's right.
Well, the reason we're bombing is to bring them back to the conference table, but you can't say that, can you?
No.
And did you tell Reagan that, or did you tell him?
Well, I can tell it to Reagan privately.
Yeah.
It isn't just getting them back to the conference table, it's getting them back to the conference table in a mood.
Oh, I guess that's what I mean. The point is that the, and they raise that they've beaten war over the head on the day or two. Warren Whiteman says that the leaders, which of course we have done, I did check the first of it, looked at all the leaders have been controlled over the period of time. But the other part is that why we don't go on to complain while we're bombing. Well, the point is we made that decision early on because the moment you say you're bombing for a purpose of getting them back to talk seriously, that they can't come back.
That's right. Exactly.
And going on with a high police business, well, they refuse to talk seriously, so we're going to bomb them for their talk today. It's, by God, that's a dead loser. You can go on and say, you're bombing to stop an invasion. You're bombing to get your prisoners back or something else, but you cannot say you're going to bomb in order to negotiate. Nobody will ever buy that.
Exactly, I agree.
But on the other hand, how to handle that problem is going to be one of the key ones after this announcement is made.
We couldn't say anything now next week.
Oh, I do. Now, you understand there's enormous pressure building up for need of the congressional leaders when they come back. And if not, for me to send you up to brief Fulbright and the committee and all that crap and all that sort of thing. And, of course, to have any briefing prior to any formal briefing prior to the meeting you want to do would be a utter damn disaster. You do? Now, how are we going to get out of it?
We just say we won't do it until the next round is completed.
That's what I want you to get across to Mansfield.
But, you know, it would come through. I could meet with an informal session with the Foreign Relations Committee.
Well, then screw them. The main thing is the committee you want to meet with. We're through with them, Henry. They all had it, and they're all against this, and they better change. But you could meet an informal basis, maybe with the Armed Services Committee, to keep them in line.
Right.
See, we've got to start talking to the Hawks and not to the Percy's and the George Bundy. You see what I mean?
I agree completely.
We've got to go to our own strength at this point.
I
mean, after all the Percy's and the colony for those practical reasons. The thing is that how do we, if you were asked a specific question, why did you bomb? I know the reason. What would you say?
But I would say, I won't go into it about these negotiations.
No, but what would you say if you were having to talk very directly to somebody?
If I would never talk very directly, I would say, look, we're in a position where we could have played along for quite a while, but I'm glad to introduce a new element into the equation. Adrian, I'm going to talk to you. And once we decided to move forward, we had to do it sooner. That's the worst way to do it, but it's, you know, a lot of the doctors are saying, well, if we had just pumped it through it there, they would have been with us. So that's nonsense, you know. That's like saying, if we had gone into Cambodia, the Vietnamese troops, they wouldn't have affected. And that's what I would say, but frankly, I think you couldn't say anything.
I agree. The point is that we have to...
I don't frankly think you are going to take all those countries. Our opponents are going to yell at me anyhow.
It's like they're leading a monster more than the next one. Poor Wilson is becoming older than Gray. He was a sort of a stupid fellow that saw a policy in many ways, but here is Grandson being a monster on the White House tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's being a fair. The poor war, and they just really put him in today. He's having himself well, but they really cut him up.
Oh, yeah.
Why did we answer the calls in regards? What about all the protests that are being made? What about the evidence of the strategy of what's about the Russian police and all that?
But if you put this upon him, you would have to do something special. By really a sign of racism and violence.
I agree.
And they believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Well, think a bit about when the critical question comes when we get back, why did you bomb? And if it's something you can say, well, I'm not going to discuss that completely, because that won't work. That won't work if you've got it.
You'll have to maintain it. It's absolutely not.
Let me tell you, it isn't going to work to give up in the battlefield. That's my point.
Oh, that will be a
you see what I mean?
On that, I'll get a deal when I'm up to.
Yeah. When you're talking to somebody sophisticated, you can't just say, look, I'm not going to defend it. So I just want to prepare you for what the kind of questions you're going to get. That is one.
Right.
It will be very high up. And I'm not worried about it, because I'm not going to answer any questions. I'm going to be hard-nosed as hell. I'm not going to see. I'm not going to see the press or the Congress or anybody for the first week.
I think you should.
Oh, I don't want to, but my point is, you're going to be prepared hard of this. You've got to be prepared for the fact, why did we bomb? And you know the reason we bombed in order to get them back to talk. That's all. With some success. But that's, you can't say that you did it for that purpose. You can say you bombed in order to get them to talk about prisoners if you put a specific subject on.
It would be very dangerous. Because the prisoner would be, they really have raced in a very simple way and do they could. And they'll wind up backfiring on us because they think this is a political prisoner in the South.
Well, I know, but our position has always been an exchange of prisoners of war, a political prisoners are not prisoners of war.
But I think we're going to have a hell of a time with the liberal press and with the media. If that becomes the major point on which we stand. I think that if the next round fails, then we can put the whole record on.
Well, we don't plan to have a fail, but we'll see. Okay, well, have that in mind. The only other point that I think you raise is the... As I said earlier, the part of the, what about the conversation with Congress? And when I began to think about it, with all the calls that you have made, I mean, you've called Dennis and Goldwater, and you've seen Percy, and you've seen Fulbright, so what the hell? I mean, you've just seen everybody except Albert and Mansfield, right?
Correct.
Did you talk to Ford?
I talked to Ford.
Good. You see, that's my point. Well, that's good. See, my point is, that's what I was warning you there, that we've covered all the leaders that were available. Which is quite true, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
But they wanted to come in and talk to them more, but...
I think, Mr. President, we shouldn't go on the defensive. I think if we go on the offensive, we can get the public. While any time we do something that the police don't like, they have two arguments.
One is that
the government doesn't really support you.
Thank you.
probably wanted to announce it before the section.
What? Fine. Okay.
Drop over the NBC. Then I'm in that.
Fine. Good.